بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به إلى آخر الحديث وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect teachings of the Deen of Islam, and the honor of being in Allah's Habib, our most beloved, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah, the last ummah to come to this world. And just as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be the first of Anbiya alayhimus salam to enter Jannah, no nation will enter Jannah before the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would also constitute the majority inhabitants of Jannah, making up 80 safs out of 120 of the people of Jannah. Now this great deen of Islam, we are about to witness one of its five pillars being manifested in the form of fasting in the month of Ramadan. One of the conditions or the qualities with which we are encouraged to fast in the month of Ramadan, two qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, man sama ramadana imana wa ihtisaba, that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan in a state of iman, firm belief in Allah and all that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought and conveyed as a matter of deen, and the second quality, ihtisaban, with the full hope and conviction in the rewards promised and with total sincerity of intention. So whomsoever does so, every single sin of one's past life will be completely and entirely forgiven by Allahu Azza wa Jal. So we learn here that fasting, a very important quality that goes with it, is iman, with sincerity and with great enthusiasm. And therefore today we look at this all-important ibadah of fasting, the most important fasting in the month of Ramadan, that is compulsory. There are other fasts that are not compulsory, some of them more emphasized, such as the fast of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafat, the fasting of the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th of Muharram. Then we have fasting 3 days of every month, preferably 13th, 14th and 15th, known as Ayyamul Bidh, fasting on Mondays and Thursdays, and one very high level of fasting known as the fast of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, that a person fasts one day and leaves the next day up, thereafter fasts and leaves out the next day, so every second day. The rewards for all of these fasts are generally mentioned over and above the specific rewards for mass fasting in the month of Ramadan that we will look at in that great month inshallah ta'ala. Very briefly, the history of fasting in the month of Ramadan and how this command was developed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam initially fasted the 10th of Muharram, day of Ashura, and then was fasting of 3 days of every month. And then the fasting of Ramadan was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal after Hijrah. Initially in the fasting of Ramadan, right at the beginning, it was optional to either fast. And even if one was able to fast, one had the option of giving the fidya, the monetary compensation. Thereafter, that was removed, and anybody who had the strength to fast, was not traveling, was not ill, had to fast in the month of Ramadan. Initially, fasting would commence from the time a person went to sleep at night. In other words, no suhoor. And then the last development that Allah Ta'ala granted is a special mercy and salient feature of this ummah, the command of taking suhoor, that one's fasting only commences at the time of Subah Sadiq, And therefore suhoor, a unique feature of this ummah, differentiating factor between our fast and the fast of the nations before. Fasting was a command in all the previous nations, the previous sharias, with some changes and differences in the exact injunctions of fasting, but the essential command was there. So lastly, Allah Ta'ala allowed relations with one's wife, drinking, eating throughout the night right until Subah Sadiq. And suhoor is a very blessed meal in which there is great barakat and blessings. So we look at the immense rewards that Allah Ta'ala has promised for fasting. And before that, the objective that why do we fast? Whether it is the fast of Ramadan or the other optional fast is mentioned, the objective is also given simultaneously with the command of fasting. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that the quality of taqwa, obedience to Allah Ta'ala's commands, and especially abstaining from haram, that is the summary of taqwa. And what a beautiful and deep relation it had with fasting, that during the period of fasting, we abstain from that which is normally halal, halal food, drink, one's wife, so as to train. The very word fasting, siyam or som, means refraining and abstaining. That just as during fast we abstain from that which is normally halal, we accustom ourselves with this quality of abstention, of staying away from that which is clear-cut haram at all times. So the main purpose and the objective of fasting is taqwa. Therefore, when we fast in the early morning, after suhoor, before the time of fasting commences, let us make niyyah. It is compulsory that we make the niyyah and intention of fasting for Ramadan, for example. And we say, Ya Allah, this is only for your pleasure, your happiness and your love. I will forsake food, drink, etc. for your love and your pleasure, O Allah. And let us make this intention as well, that Ya Allah, give us the quality of taqwa by means of this fasting. To understand the immense rewards generally of fasting at any time, we look at one narration by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma that summarizes the virtue of fasting, wherein in this narration it is mentioned that actions are of 7 types. 2 are such that makes binding, 2 are such that the reward is given in equal recompensation, 1 for 1, that is 4. Number 5, an action whose rewards are multiplied 10 times. Number 6, whose reward is multiplied 700 times. And lastly, that action whose reward is so immense that it is known to only Allah Azza wa Jal and none but Allah Azza wa Jal. The first 2 that make binding, a person who dies not having committed shirk with Allah Ta'ala, worshipping one Allah alone, is guaranteed Jannah. The second, a person who dies on shirk, na'udhu billah, is guaranteed the fire of Jahannam. May Allah protect us. The 2 actions, 1 for 1, that a person intends, look at the generosity of Allah Ta'ala. A person intends to commit a sin, but for the fear of Allah Ta'ala, leaves out that sin, then for leaving out haram and sin, there is 1 reward in the account of a person. Number 4, a person merely makes a niyyah, intends to do a good deed. With the mere intention already, a good deed is written into the account of a person, whether a person thereafter puts it to practice or not. Number 5, that which is multiplied 10 times. For this ummah, Allah's generosity once again, for 1 good deed, it is multiplied at the least by 10 times. Number 6, spending one's wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala is multiplied 700 times by Allahu Azza wa Jal. And lastly, that action whose reward is known only to Allahu Azza wa Jal, and that is fasting. Now in the hadith quoted at the beginning, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Ta'ala says, now this is a hadith, a Qudsi, wherein Allah Ta'ala says that every action for a man, that person in some way or the other get some benefit of that action, except fasting that is exclusively only for me. Other actions have physical manifestations, whether it is salah, whether it is zakah, hajj. But fasting is such an action, it is a secret between that servant and Allah Ta'ala. It is exclusively for Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in another hadith that my banda, my servant, has left food, drink and desires for no other reason except me, my happiness and my pleasure. And therefore Allah Ta'ala says, therefore, وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, I will personally recompensate, because the reward is so immense that only Allah knows, and Allah Ta'ala will be able to recompensate. Another variation has it, I become the reward. Allah's love, closeness, help. And when we are fasting in Ramadan at other times, and there is hunger, there is thirst, and there is some sort of difficulty, think about this hadith where Allah says, my banda has left his food, drink and desires for my pleasure, only I will reward the reward of that person. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if any of you happen to be fasting, then do not utter speech that is sinful or lewd or immodest. And when you are fasting, if somebody else picks a fight with you, entices you towards anger, then say, inni sa'im, inni sa'im. That fasting is more than just leaving out food and drink. The training ground is mentioned for abstention, that I am fasting, I cannot retaliate in a like manner. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, walladhi nafsu muhammadin biyadih, on the oath of that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la khalufu fa misaimi atyabu 'inda Allah min rihil misk, the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person to Allah Ta'ala, subhanallah, look how dear and beloved we can become to Allah Ta'ala. The fasting person, the smell that emanates from the mouth is more beautiful and fragrant to Allah Ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says further, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَان, that person who observes fasting, there will be two moments of great happiness and joy. One is naturally a happiness that the fast has now come to an end. We can quench our thirst. We can eat. We have obeyed the command of Allah. We have become closer to Allah Ta'ala. So one is the natural happiness at the time of iftar. But a second greater one, وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ, on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will stand up in the court of Allah Ta'ala and see the limitless rewards of fasting, one will be elated and happy that one had fasted for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. In Jannah, there are 8 doors, each door for specific actions, and there is one door that is called Bab al-Rayyan, exclusively for those who had an affinity with fasting. They will be given entry through that door, and once they have entered, it will be closed. Many other benefits. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that fasting is a zakah, a cleansing for the body. Fasting is a means of good health. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked that, inform us of those actions that open up the doorways to many goodnesses. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that fasting is a great shield, a protective shield from the fire of Jahannam, a protective shield against shaitan. وَحِصْنٌ حَصِينٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ, it is a strongly fortified fortress against the fire of Jahannam. One occasion, Hadrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مُرْنِي بِعَمَلٍ, that advised me strongly regarding some action. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that hold steadfastly to fasting, there is no equal to it. Second time, same question, same reply. Third time, same reply with a little variation. Hold steadfastly to fasting, because there is nothing similar to it. These were Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Hadrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, in many years later on, was recognized that there would be no fire burning outside his home. He would fast optionally, abundantly, except if there was a guest that he had with him, then he would not fast. Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was once traveling on an errand sent by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by ship, when a voice said, should I not inform you of that which Allah had made binding upon himself? He said, please do inform us. The voice said that Allah has taken it upon himself, that that person who fasts on a hot day for the pleasure of Allah, Allah has taken upon himself to quench his thirst on that severely hot day of Qiyamah, Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu thereafter would search for the hottest days and fast for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and this love and affinity to fasting. Inshallah, the various advices, directives regarding Ramadan, the various taraweehs, venues, etc. will take place in the coming days. Let us inshallah have this enthusiasm and this love for fasting. Reminder once again, let us donate generously inshallah for the house of Allah Ta'ala, the madrasa, for the pleasure and the love of Allah Ta'ala, to gain the happiness of Allah Ta'ala, whatever good deeds may be done in Ramadan. Inshallah, we will have a full share contributing to the maintenance of the house of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يجعل له فرقانا ويكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام ومن أركان الإسلام الصيام أمرنا الله عز وجل وبين قصد الصيام قائم قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وعن سيدنا أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه في حديث مبينا عظيم فضيلة وأجر الصبر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصحب وإن سابه أحد فليقل إني صائم إني صائم والذي نفس محمد بيده صلى الله عليه وسلم لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك وللصائم فرحتان يفرحهما فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري ومسلم وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا الصيام جنة يستجن بها العبد من النار وحصن حصين من النار أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهل بيته كلهم أجمعين، خصوصا عن أزواجه المطهرات، لا سيما عن خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة رضي الله عنهما، وعن بناته الطاهرات زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء رضي الله عنهن، وعن ذرياتهم ونسلهم أجمعين، خصوصا عن سيدنا الحسن والحسين رضي الله عنهما، وعن حمزة وعباس وصفية رضي الله عنهم، وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the safs in front of us. Fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the hills are in a straight line. One of the means of getting protection, filtrating between us and causing disunity, is to stand as close as possible in salahs in a straight line.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى يتذل تقارب تراص. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم المغضوب عليهم وعلى الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام عليك السلام الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم لا تنزع عنا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين